And we're continuing with our interviews during a radio day as we feature some of the products and services from area businesses and organizations. Joining us here in the studio, we have Bob McKay of MasterCart and, I should say, Amro Discount Tire and Lube. Anything else I should mention?
Well, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine, I guess.
Where do you want to start? You want to talk about street legal golf carts?
Yes. So
you can operate them on some streets.
Right. You have to check with your local, your local police authority. Make sure they're allowed. some cities just say you can't have them. That's it. But more and more, we're going over to the electric vehicles here. And the stuff that we sell is called Evolution.
Okay.
It has a lithium iron phosphate battery. Now, you heard about the lithium ion battery.
Right.
When that membrane breaks, that's where you got the uncontrollable fire. You can't put it out. Once lithium lights off, if it has some type of ignition to it, there is no putting it out. There's nothing made right now that can put that out. But when you put two chemicals together to get the reaction, you need that. When they do mix somehow, right, no fire happens, then you're all right. The one we use is made by Evolution. It's wrapped in high-temperature clay, the fuel cell is, and it's wrapped up and it's put in a steel box. So the way I kind of look at it is if it did light up, you could probably cook hot dogs on the box. But, it's a rough way of doing it. But, they have headlights, turn signals, brake lights, backup lights. Some of them have a 9-inch touchscreen in the front, which does everything, downloads AM, FM. You can actually, you can actually watch a movie on it if you want to. You download a movie to it. And it's also a backup camera. Tells you how fast you're going. It's just, I can't even mention everything it does. And, I'm old enough where I start playing with it, I get confused. Now, how do I get back to where I was? So we got those, and that's, kind of saves a lot of money in gas as we see the gas prices rising. And then we also sell a lot of electrical carts, for campgrounds. Most of your campgrounds will not let a gas in. Gas has been the way of America for how many years? Mm-hmm. But the gas carts are kind of on the way out due to the fact that they are a big fire hazard, every campground has a campfire, feet away from the golf cart, and if there's something, you got a small fuel leak or you just put gas in it or something like that, the whole cart can go up real quick. Mm-hmm. It's just that America has to get used to the way of the electric. And unfortunately, like I say, we're going to run out of oil someday. Mm-hmm. Right now, the oil companies have us. They can charge what they want. We got to pay it. But with electric, you plug it in. And then I always hear about the grid stuff and all the other stuff, Well, I'm a businessman. From day one, I invested in my business. Every time I make money, right, I just take out enough for me to live, and I invest it back in my business. Well, if the electric companies did the same thing years ago, invest back in their business, we wouldn't be in this situation. Now, you look at all they really care about is the stockholders getting them their dividends and everything else, instead of worrying about you and me. But that's how it is. It's just how I look at it is me charging my electric car, or me charging my golf cart, or me charging anything. They're not going to add another lump of coal on that fire. They're not going to add, any more natural gas into the generators. It's not even a bump in the road.
Bob, we did a little bit of prep work here. I was kidding around about celebrities and all the things that they expect in their vehicles. But you're telling me that golf carts come with quite a few accessories that
Oh, yeah.
You make them unique. So.
Oh, sure. You can bling them out as much as you want. We can put in sound bars, you know, lighted up sound bars. We can put it just about everything you want. This last time we were helping a Amish man help his neighbor wheelchair accessible.
Oh.
You know, and I showed him how to make, you know, the hand controls for him. And how to, you know, what comes in, what they call a stretch kit, so he can stretch it for the wheelchair. And I showed him how I did the bifold ramp, you know. And so, you know, he was pretty, you know, you think of the Amish guys, you know. Mm-hmm. But he was quick, pretty quick. You know, he was pretty smart. And so we got that project done. Mm-hmm. It moved on. So it, that was a great help to him.
You want to talk a little bit about Amro Discount Tire and Lube?
Yes. What had happened is years ago, I went into Amro Quick Lube, okay? And my store up at MasterCards, we also do auto repair. It was getting busier and busier. So what I wanted to do is tires were just a huge amount of our business. But the Quick Lube would experience lack of work at times, you know, where they sit there, and I want them sitting there. I want them making money, you know. So what I did is I added tires to it. Now, being I've been a mechanic forever and ever and ever, I know all the sources and where to get what tire and where the best prices are. Okay, because I don't run out there and put, you know, expensive tires on my stuff. I'm going to get something that's going to give me the most bang for my buck, you know, that's going to work for me, but yet not cost a fortune, you know. So I have all those wholesalers in back of me that I know personally, and I get them the right tire, right, that they want, that at a reasonable price. And, you know, everybody wants to, you know, wants this tire, that tire. Well, they have to think in our road conditions that we have in Wisconsin, a 80,000-mile tire is not the tire to buy.
Oh.
You want a 50,000 to a 60,000-mile tire. The harder the rubber compound, you know, the more the tire lasts. But the harder the compound, the less it grips on the road. So if you get, you know, if you get like the cops use the Goodyear Eagle, you know, because they wear out in less than 20,000 miles, but they adhere to the road. And, you know, when they hit the road, their traction rating is very, very high. And, you know, it serves their purpose the way they need it, you know, high speed handling and everything else. Where a lot of cars are coming also with speed-rated tires. So you get a little grandma, comes in with her Subaru, and she says, do you really need a 140-mile-an-hour tire on this car? you know, that's what they're paying for here. You know, like I said, let's get you back into a 100-mile-an-hour tire and save a lot of money. You know, so we have to know what you're doing, what your plans are, and... you know, we can get everything. We also do offer nitrogen in the tires. So we have a, you know, nitrogen generator is what it's called. It takes nitrogen out of the air. Nitrogen is a bigger molecule than air is.
Mm-hmm.
If you do pick up a nail or have a rim leak with nitrogen, you may not even notice it. You know, nitrogen runs cooler, so the tire stays cooler. It doesn't get as hot, therefore the tire wears better, okay? Nitrogen is 100% dry, so you have the rim rot goes way down, you know, instead of, you know, you always get the corroded rim where you got to take it in, have it all cleaned up and everything else. You're not going to get that as bad. If it comes from the outside in, there's nothing we can do, but usually we'll go from both sides. So it's not as bad. And nitrogen molecules are bigger there, as I stated before. That means there's more cushion going down the road. you know, you're hitting a bigger, you know, a bigger molecule, and it kind of doesn't bounce back as fast as a smaller molecule does. So all the way around, it's just a good choice. I run it in all my stuff, my trailers, my cars, everything.
But we got to take a break.
Sure.
And we will be back with more of our conversation with Bob McKay of MasterCart and Amro Discount Tire and Lube. We appreciate him joining us this morning for a radio day. Bob McKay of MasterCarts and Amro Discount Tire and Lube is joining us. He has another hat that he wears, too, and that's in connection with the Amro Area Community Center. You just got elected to a two-year term as board president.
Huh? Yeah. I finished out one of our other board members' terms as president, and so then they liked what I did, and here we are again, you know. So, but I guess what I wanted to do is the city took away our building, you know, terminated our lease with the building, and they thought they were going to sell it, and they haven't sold it yet. And they keep on dropping the price. And so we had, we found another building right on Main Street, and it's going to suit our needs, but it had to be remodeled. So the owner of the building worked with us, like, I can't ask for more. He did everything he could to make sure that we had a building. So
okay,
what we did is he took a land contract, okay, for 6 years,
mm-hmm.
and which is great. And then we got an ARPA grant to remodel the building what we needed it to be. And then we got, all these grants that go by, you know, that you can get some, you can't get others, but you got to apply for all of them to see what you can get, and that takes so much time away from everything else. But right now we got the ARPA grant, which is going to remodel the building, and we, you know, everything looks like it's on the, everything looks like it's on track to be mm-hmm. our community center, a brand new facility on the inside. And we were able to bring back all the things that we're in a church, and certain things are in conflict.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do breakfast with the Easter Bunny at the high school because the church has a conflict with Easter bunnies and stuff. And you got to respect them. We're there on terms that that the pastor is a great person.
Mm-hmm.
First, I can't ask for a nicer guy. I can't ask for a nicer situation that I'm in. And the pastor, you know, they want to keep their values as their church, right?
Right.
But we commercialize Easter, and they don't. And so I got to respect that. So we're holding breakfast with the Easter Bunny this weekend on Saturday morning at John Moore High School. Okay.
What time is it?
Oh God. I think it's like 8 to 10 or 8 to noon. I would have to,
Yeah.
I get involved in a lot of the inner workings of it, where we get, what we can do here, what we can do there. So yeah, my next trip is we got the money to put the down payment on the building by a private donor. We got the money to have the ARPA grant to remodel the whole building. But, I want to see this through because when I started, we were working out of somebody's living room. Now we have a place and, a place to go and a place to meet and all that goes with it. And I want to see the building through. But our next venture is paying off the mortgage. I don't want to build all this and see it, all these good things happen here, mm-hmm. just that end up we can't pay for it, the building, We're applying for grants. We're doing everything on our side to ensure that Amro has a community center for years and years and years to come. But, like I said, we still got our challenges ahead of us. We all also accept donations, So if anybody feels that they want to, donate to the Amro Area Community Center, we do so much for the community. Mm-hmm. You know, we had last
week. Do you have like a bank account for that or something? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
At the community center, Lynn Crum handles all of that.
Okay.
Okay. I got to run three businesses on the other side of this, so I got to put it all together. But still, I want to be involved in my community. I want to give back to the people that give them to me. And, you know, the community center is a lot of elderly there. And I'm 65, so I think I qualify. So, you know, I see them doing so much, you know. And, you know, to the point where we had a guest speaker in for sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. My God, that opened up my, you know, I just kind of thought somebody took the girl or the kid or whatever away, right? And you just never kind of saw them again. That's how we imagine it in our heads. But to see what really happens to them, holy man, it just kind of woke our eyes up. And it woke a lot of people's eyes up.
Bob, we got to wrap things up, but if somebody did want to make a donation toward the Amaro Community Center, how do they go about doing that?
I'll tell you what. Right now, they're operating in the churches across the street from my shop. Mm-hmm. They get it to me, I'll walk it across the street. Okay, 131 East Main Street, Amaro, Wisconsin, 54963.
That'll work.
I'll walk it across the street. It's just not that hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for giving me
provided us with a lot of information here. So,
all right. You have a great day.
You too. That is Bob McKay of MasterCart, Amaro Discount Tire and Auto, and board president for the Amaro Area Community Center. We appreciate him joining us here for Radio Day.